I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is this, I feel like this is my Verdu. Gone.
This classic Smithereens, Jerry.
Man. Old Smithereens.
New Jersey's own Smithereens.
Yeah.
The lead singer passed away a number of years ago. They now tour with Marshall Crenshaw on lead vocals. Do you know Marshall Crenshaw?
I know the name.
Where's he from? Someday, some way.
Well, yeah, sounds great.
You don't know that one?
I might if I actually
Hold
heard
on.
The song.
I got to get this from Mr. Jerry Regal.
What you just did didn't exactly sell me on it.
All right, that's fair enough. How about this? This is the song. Let me kick it in here.
Oh, yeah, I know this song. Yes. I do know this song.
A nice 80s vibe, Jerry.
Yeah, I would agree.
So he's the singer for the Smithereens now.
Good for him.
Hey, good
How
for
many
you.
People do you think go to a Smithereens show not knowing him?
Good question. I went probably a year and a half, 2 years ago with him, and I think it's a good question. Because here's what's weird. You know, Spotify will send you, hey, there's some concerts in your area.
Of course.
Based on what you have on playlists and what you've played. Whenever they send me the Smithereens one, they send me the picture of the guy who's passed away.
Really?
They go, hey, Smithereens are in your area.
Right, so that's part of my point, I guess. I think the diehards know.
Yes.
But do the Smithereens fans that just like the music.
The secondary fans, Jerry.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. The secondary fans. I wonder how many of them know that they're going to see a show where the original guy's not there.
Yeah, that's a good question.
And didn't they play Mike's show at Bar A 1 year before he passed?
Yeah. I was so excited to get a photo with Pat Denizio, the lead singer of the Smithereens.
And you got the photo?
I got the photo, yeah.
Good for you.
Yep, I sure did, Jerry.
Nice.
Let's see. What else do I have here, Jerry? I've got the Patriots yesterday. During the later part of the program, I think you did in one of your sports updates that ESPN had put out an article saying that, what were they essentially saying?
Well, one of the things was that Arthur Blank contacted Robert Kraft as a reference. Which, according to the story, Bill Belichick basically said, yeah, you should check with the Krafts, essentially. And that Kraft basically told him, don't hire this guy. He's a control freak. And, you know, the way he does things, blah, 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 didn't exactly give him a ringing endorsement. That was the basis of it, essentially.
Okay. So the Patriots then, because of that yesterday, put out a statement saying that Robert Kraft, steadfastly deny saying anything negative to Arthur Blank about Bill Belichick after Robert and Bill mutually agreed to part ways. In fact, Robert advocated for Bill to get the job.
Well, there's only one person that's going to tell you the truth, and that would be Arthur Blank. Because the one part of the story that doesn't make sense, if in fact Robert Kraft gave him a good endorsement, would be the idea that Belichick thought he had the job and then was, as the story says, completely blindsided hours later when they hired Raheem Morris and then did not announce Belichick.
Maybe it was a combination where Robert Kraft said, I would hire this guy. He is a control freak lunatic, but I would hire him.
Maybe.
Mixed signals.
The only one that can answer that you'd believe, I think, would be Arthur Blank, but I don't think he would say it either. So we'll never know, probably.
In other Bill Belichick news,
we got other Bill Belichick news.
Yeah, I got two other Bill Belichick news items. Yeah, I had three things in my Bill Belichick list today. He was on Pat McAfee yesterday to announce that he's going to be on the Pat McAfee Draft Spectacular show next week.
Can't wait. Let me ask you this. I didn't see this in headlines anywhere. Did McAfee ask him about the report?
No, I believe it came out.
Well, wasn't he on yesterday, you said?
He was on yesterday.
The article came out at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you're right. What's weird is before Belichick came on, McAfee was blasting the article, which people thought was interesting because it was an ESPN article.
Yeah.
And here's Pat McAfee trashing the reporting, saying it was crap reporting.
And then Belichick came on. He didn't ask him about it?
I did not see any quotes about that. That's interesting.
I gotta go watch
How do you that. Not do that, right? And then Bill Belichick is signing a deal with Omaha Productions. To do what? I'm not sure.
I have no idea.
Jerry, we got to start signing deals.
I don't know.
We got no deals with Omaha Productions. We've got no deals with Pat McAfee Show. What are we doing over here?
I do not know. I don't know. We're wasting away again in Margaritaville.
Yeah, right in Margaritaville. Here we are, Jerry. Sipping on, what's that lyric goes?
Gin and juice.
That's a different one, terrific. Also a terrific drinking song.
Yes, it is.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I will say I've been for probably 2 years now.
Yeah.
I have said that Deion Sanders will be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. I still believe that if it's not Bill Belichick.
So you would, what percentage, Jerry, would you put if I go the guy after Mike McCarthy?
Yeah.
Will be Bill Belichick or Deion Sanders? What percentage would you put that at?
I would need to know what year we're talking. Next season or the season after? If we're talking for the 2025 season, which would be next year, I would say 75-25 Belichick over Deion.
No, I'm just saying just one of those two guys. If you could place a bet.
Oh, then it would be one of those two?
At least one of those two. Next year, one of those two.
Yeah, I would put a lot of money on it, actually.
You would say it's upwards of 95% one of those two guys?
Yeah, well, Dan Quinn's gone. And he was the guy that a lot of people thought could be the one to take the job since the Joneses paid him a lot to keep him there as a coordinator last year. He's now a head coach in Washington. So I would put a lot of money on either Deion or Belichick being the next Cowboy. And I feel like I'm tossing Mike McCarthy aside.
Yeah.
But with the way they failed miserably in the postseason, I'm still surprised he's still the head coach. I don't know. They've done nothing in free agency at all. They've got players that are not thrilled with their contract status. I don't know what they're going to do in the draft. They don't exactly have a high pick. So I don't know that they're going to be a great team this year. And if this team doesn't make significant progress beyond one playoff game, I think McCarthy's out.
And people are assuming that Belichick will be either on the Giants, the Cowboys, or the Eagles.
Because he has said those are one of the three teams he wants.
This man loves
loves
the NFC East.
He does like the NFC East. He likes the East, as we know. Be interesting. Very interesting.
The Giants would be the coolest landing spot just because of his history.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you want to see him end anywhere, that would be the place. Just like I don't think Giant fans are thrilled that Bill Parcells' final job was in Dallas. You'd like to see him probably finish with you. But
I would take the Eagles right out of that mix. He ain't going to the Eagles.
I don't know about that. If Nick Sirianni has another, I think if the Eagles get out to a slow start, Nick Sirianni's gone before September's over.
And then they already tell Belichick, we'll get you next year.
I think it's possible. And not to have fun with his age. But the owner's not getting any younger in Dallas. He wants to win.
Yeah. And you don't want that guy going to one of your rivals.
Correct. And Belichick, you would think, would be the quick fix. And it did work with Parcells.
He
retired before he saw it through.
Right.
And then Wade Phillips took over. They won a lot and then screwed up and lost to the Giants in that playoff game that they completely blew. Okay. Quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Boomer and Geo next. Odyssey Sportsman and Amy Lawrence.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
We got another minute or so left. Boomer and Geo, study by. What else?
Jerry, I saw people criticizing Mr. Mike Tyson on social media yesterday. He put out a video himself of he was running, and I guess that people thought he was bit of a laborious run.
Okay, how about this? Let him stand in front of him, punch him in the face.
Right, exactly. He's not going to be running around the ring.
No, he's not.
Now, I know these guys, these boxers, run to get their heart rate up to be able to last through the thing, but I've seen Mike Tyson, old man Mike Tyson, punching things.
Mm-hmm. He looks good.
Still looks good.
I know.
He looks good.
Man,
I'm going to be pulling. Do you think most people will be pulling for old man Mike Tyson?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, me too.
Who's the guy he's fighting
Jake
again?
Paul.
Yeah, I don't. Who's that? I don't know who he is.
Young guys like him.
Yeah, okay. Well, then the old guy's going to be rooting for Mike.
Right. It's going to be a generational battle, Jerry.
It'll be a generational battle that I think is going to do quite well, actually, with the pay-per-view buys.
I do, too. It's actually right not pay-per-view advice. It's on Netflix.
Oh,
free.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Really? I wasn't aware. Boomer right now is...
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1, New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.